6 on a Thursday afternoon on a wonderful, sunny, warm, yeah, a little bit breezy day in Pennsylvania, where I'm broadcasting from today on KFGO in anticipation of the Frozen Four hockey games tonight, including the first game of the night, which is going to be Union versus Boston College. And Pinto, if you look at the Comrex screen, little inside radio talk here, we've lost our guest Jason Gonzalez. We might want to give him a call back so we can talk to him at 3:05 here, 3:06, whatever time it is. And then the second game of the night is Minnesota against North Dakota. And that's why we're here, because UND and Minnesota are playing in the Frozen Four. It's been interesting, you know, what I've been able to read up and bone up on when it comes to this tournament is there are, I think your casual hockey fans are looking at this tournament as Minnesota's a heavy favorite and Boston College is a heavy favorite. That's the layman's way to view the Frozen Four, but the more I read about this and the more that I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going to happen tonight, and we never know what's going to happen, I think that people are greatly underestimating Union, and I personally believe, just because I know of the tradition of UND hockey, that people are personally underestimating North Dakota. And so would I be surprised if UND and Union ended up in the title game? Yes, I'd be surprised. But would I be shocked if UND beat Minnesota? No, I would not be shocked. Would I be shocked if Union beat Boston College? No, I would not be shocked. We're down to the final four teams in the country, and we'll see how things turn out here. Actually, starting up pretty quickly here in Philadelphia. I want to welcome into the program Jason Gonzalez. He is the beat writer who covers Minnesota Gopher hockey for the Star Tribune newspaper in Minneapolis, and he is, I presume, at Wells Fargo Center right now prepping for the college hockey Frozen Four tournament. Hello, Jason. Nice to meet you. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Doing well out here in Philly. It's a nice, beautiful day. College hockey fans all over the place.
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to get downtown yet because I'm out in one of the suburbs, Jason. But is it going to be a sellout at the arena tonight? And how many hockey fans are you seeing walking around downtown Philly?
For early in the day, there's quite a few. I mean, we have at least, I'd say, 2,000-3,000 at Fan Fest right now. The games are about an hour away, the first game. So Jerry York, Boston College coach, he expects a sellout, about 20,000. So we'll see if they can do that. I know your Penn State, I believe it was Vermont, played here, and they attracted 17,000. You think for the big one, they'd be able to fill it up.
And UND travels well, and I know that Minnesota travels well also. And then plus Boston College is not that far away. And neither is Union, probably. They're probably both within driving distance, so I don't know what their fan bases are like, but it should be a good atmosphere with the good fan bases that at least three of the schools have. I know that BC, Minnesota, and UND have pretty good fan bases, Jason.
Yeah, those are, as we all know, the three storied programs in college hockey. You're seeing a lot of their jerseys around here this weekend, but you're also seeing a lot of Union, like you said, within driving distance. You know, the team took a bus down here. So I think they might have quite a bit more support than we'd expect, especially for a smaller school.
The Gophers in their game against UND tonight, Jason, are basically about 2-1 favorites by the Vegas odds makers. And while we always have to put in the disclaimer that Vegas odds makers are not predicting the outcome of games, they're trying to get people to bet their money on a certain team so that the bookies can win more money in Vegas. That's the purpose of a line. But I think we can all agree that Minnesota would be favored in this contest. You've been around the Gopher program a lot the last couple of weeks, and you've been here in Philadelphia for the last several days. What's the attitude of the Gopher players, coaches, staff when it comes to being favored over UND?
I don't know if they want to be called a favorite just because of the rivalry and how heated it is. They know that any time they come into a game against North Dakota, throw out an overall number one seed, throw out North Dakota's run through last week's regional. It's just another matchup, another great between the two teams. I have to say, if you want to compare, I know that North Dakota is running a little bit smaller team this year, a little year off. and that's what the Gophers do. So if you want to compare them that way, I think the Gophers do have the edge. Yeah, in college earlier this year and beat them and tied them. So when anyone tries to go up against what the strengths are, which are speed, they tend to so because the Gophers the advantage there. But like I said, North Dakota plays well as a and anything can happen.
So these teams have not played this year, and I don't know how long, in all honesty, Jason, how long you've been covering Minnesota Gophers hockey, but the teams didn't play this year for the first time in like six decades. Will that play into it? Because I've never been a big believer, and I covered sports for many years at the Forum newspaper in Fargo. I've never been a big believer that matters once teams take the ice, that you know the rivalry stuff matters. Maybe the intensity level's upped. But this is the Frozen Four, so there's going to be intensity anyway. Does it matter that teams haven't played this year? Does it matter that the rivalry is so big? Or, as you said, can you just throw out all the records and all that stuff?
I think it does matter. Obviously, it matters a lot to the fans. It adds excitement to the game, the anticipation. But the players love knowing that across the ice from them is someone that's just good, someone that's always challenged them, someone that's pushed them to their limits on the ice. In any Frozen Four, you can expect that. But they've done it, like you said, for the past six decades with North Dakota. My story today is similar to the teams are, how the rivalry's back. I think they're pretty much split right down the middle in their all-time record. Their goals scored against each other are pretty much identical. So, Gophers love that. North Dakota loves that. And they're going to continue to, I think, add to the rivalry. The fact that they didn't play this year, but they're getting to do it in the Frozen Four, is going to heat things up even more. So it will be good, I think, for both teams, and it will feed, I think, tonight's atmosphere.
Jason Gonzalez, he covers Gopher hockey for the Star Tribune newspaper out of Minneapolis. He's our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He is in Philadelphia right now prior to the puck drop of the first semifinal game between Union and Boston College at Wells Fargo Center. Jason, UND fans and even the layman casual hockey fans around Fargo, Moorhead, and in the Red River Valley, since the teams didn't play this year, might not know as much about Minnesota as they have in past years. Who are some of the key players? Who's the key player for the Gophers? Who should UND fans watch tonight as this game unfolds? Who's going to be that pick to click for the Gophers?
Well, you got to start back in their goal. We got Adam Wilcox, who is a Hobie Baker Award finalist. He's given the Gophers a chance to win. Their offense is something that hasn't been the best. I mean, they have one of the best team offenses in the country. They usually score about three goals a night, and it's not going to be much more than that. So Wilcox is someone you got to look out for. After you jump to their first line, Kyle Rau, he's done it against you guys in the past. In the last few weeks, he's really stepped it up for the Gophers in the last nine games. Nate Condon is another guy who's turned it up over the last few weeks. It's been good to see their veterans step up. A lot of the guys that you guys have never seen are the freshmen, these fabulous freshmen. It was out as one of the best freshman classes coming into the season. I believe there's eight of them with a redshirt freshman. And, I mean, they have at least half of the Gophers scoring this year. You have Hudson Fashing, who's on the first line. Then you have Taylor Camerata and Justin Flutes, who are on the second line with Nate Condon. Two freshman defensemen, a full line of freshmen on the fourth line. So they're all over the place. I think they'll be kind of the factor on whether the Gophers are going to be able to finish this deal here this week.
This is a little bit different team for Don Lucia, and I think with a purpose, Jason, that Minnesota hockey is always known for having the thoroughbreds, for having the elite guys who are going to be heading to the NHL in a year or two. But Lucia has admitted that kind of cost his program back a few years ago because he kept losing guys after a year or two, and so he's tried to build the program more to have guys stick around for three or four years before they go to the NHL. Is that the way you see it, and do you think that he's obviously been successful at doing it because he's in the Frozen Four with a chance to win another national title, but it's a little different team for Lucia than it has been in the past?
It is a different team. Like you said, there's no superstar. There's no one that's going to carry the team every night. You just have a bunch of guys with about 10, 12 goals. You're not going to have a 30-goal scorer on this team. And it seemed to work. It's just well-rounded effort every night. You can have someone step up the next, kind of feel bad that Ralph had a couple goals this weekend or so have you. But the Lucia touched on that earlier in the year, and he said that he's been rated in the past 4 years with some of his. You can't turn his back on those guys because obviously you want that sort of stud in your program. But you also got to get the program guys, he said, the guys that are going to be great college hockey players, maybe a little smaller, that are going to either all stick around for 3 years and help build a good contingent around them.
Is there any threat if Lucia doesn't win a national championship this year of people getting mad at him again in Minneapolis? Because, Minnesota is one of the premier programs, just like UND is. But it's been a long time since they've won a national championship, Jason. It's been, 2001 since their last national title. I think somebody out of Minneapolis, as I think somebody in Grand Forks, has to do better than that. They got to win a national title once in a while, don't they?
They do. It was actually 2003 was the last one, so it's been about 11 years. They won the back-to-back national championships back then in 2002-2003. But every year, Gophers fans expect national championships. Anything disappointment, anything less, Lucia should lose his job. So the demands around Minneapolis for the Gophers hockey team. And Don Lucia, he knows that. He expects that's what drives the team, drives the program, and what makes the fan so passionate. But how do you ignore all the other results throughout the year? They just won their third straight regular season conference championship. He was voted the Big Ten Coach of the Year. It'd be really hard to call for his head after like this. But as you said, there's no season is a success in Minneapolis unless you're bringing home the trophy.
Jason, thank you. Thanks for taking time out, and I will see you in a couple hours. I'll stop by the press box and introduce myself. I appreciate you coming on. Good job.
Yeah, sure thing. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yep, you bet. Jason Gonzalez from the Star Tribune newspaper.